You have to see the clip that the sound that accompanies that sound I just played, because this came out like, I don't know, 12 years ago or something on South Park, where they're making fun of Al Gore and his Inconvenient Truth movie about we got to change everything in our habits or the world's going to end in 10 years. And that was like 20 years ago that Al Gore said that, and he won an Academy Award for that so-called documentary. So this is in reference to global warming. Look, for those of you that know me, they're gonna call me a climate skeptic, or what the media are now labeling climate change deniers. The problem is that anybody that knows history and that knows about ClimateGate would know that these people are full of it, because they continuously change the rules of the argument. They move the goalposts and they rewrite their own history to say that they've always believed in this thing, because this whole thing started like 40, 50 years ago with them claiming it was global cooling, we're all going to die in 10 years, and they kept saying 10 years every single year. So they just kept moving the 10-year goalposts, like 10 years from now, 10 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years later. Now it's they've given up on what to use, because apparently these so-called climatologists that have an agenda didn't realize there's something called the El Nino and La Nina, and that changed weather patterns every 20 years. So they first said global cooling. So then 20 years later, when it didn't happen at all the way it was going to happen, they changed it to say it was going to be global warming and we're all going to die by the year 2000. That's another 10 years, blah, blah, blah. So then when that didn't happen, they started saying global cooling again, but it changed so fast that in 5 years they said global warming again. So nobody took them seriously. So they just said to hell with it. We'll just call it climate change, because it's always changing. It's always been changing. But anyway, that's not the whole point. The whole point is that the video from South Park, which actually linked on this post on my website, www.theandrewsegova.com, and you go check it out, you'll be able to see what I was laughing at, because there's people like panic buying everywhere, and some of them are looting just to get ready for the impending doom that's coming from global warming. And then someone says, here it comes, and there's nothing coming, but everybody's panicking because it's following them, whatever it is. And it's just it's really funny. Now South Park has done right, but what they try to right in the wrong, because that episode I think was called Man Bear Pig, because Al Gore was running around that he saw a man bear pig, half man, half bear, half pig. I'm sorry, that's just too good. Well, they did do an episode about two seasons ago, I think, where Man Bear Pig does exist, beats up Satan, and everybody's saying, we're sorry we didn't listen to Al Gore. So we need Al Gore to help the world, to save the world. And yes, everybody was being serial. So anybody that is familiar with that would know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because that is how some of the hysteria has been for the novel coronavirus 19. I'm not saying there's no truth to the concerns of the dangers of coronavirus. There's an absolute risk of contagion. No, death is another story. We're talking about just how contagious this infectious disease is, and the strain it's been causing on the medical system throughout the world. So, which is why this whole talk about flatten the curve has been thrown around, and some people are like, what the heck are they talking about? The whole thing that has been about a 15-day lockdown, which has now been extended until April 30th, and some states are extending it even further than that, because they're analyzing it every week or so, depending on how events go. And the thing has been that some people aren't taking it seriously, because they go, oh, it's an old person disease. You know, it's not. It's not an old person disease. It's killed young and old. It's just that those that are of a certain age group above 65, and those that have underlying health conditions, whoever has underlying health conditions can be anywhere from being from birth to less than 65 years of age. Because if anyone is obese, has respiratory issues, or just not in what's that phrase? Immune capable, whatever. I can't think of it right now. But the point is that if you already have issues health wise, that this infection does pose a higher risk to you. Now, is it killing in the mass numbers that these doctors have, or some scientists experts have been all predicting it will be? No, because they're just sensationalizing to get the media's attention, and because the media just wants to push the hysteria. The hysteria isn't helping when we're asking the public to stay calm and cooperate. That's the problem, that the media is making the problem worse than it actually is. So that's been my gripe with the whole thing, because as soon as this started breaking down, the media started jumping on it. Look, I'll be straight up with you. Early on, let the media wanted this to happen. They wanted this to happen so bad. They took on the administration, because regardless of where you stand with Trump, this is exactly what Trump did. Trump first downplayed the danger. Because Trump. But that doesn't mean he wasn't taking any action. He set up the coronavirus task force sometime in January. He wanted to divert and started banning flights from China. So then all the Democrats said that Trump was just being xenophobic, which is afraid of everything, and being racist. Because why not? Throw a race card at him. So then the media was like, oh yeah, look what Trump's doing. It's panicking over nothing. So it wasn't just Trump that was saying it. So were they. The media and the Democrats. Look, the media is just a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. That's all it is, for DNC, the Democrat National Convention, National Committee. So when Trump takes action, it's bad. Now that we've seen what it's done, that Trump hasn't gone to the extremes in taking over the entire country through military power and government strength, or government power and military strength, they're complaining about it. Why haven't you taken over? Why haven't you enacted all the strength of the war powers, taken over all the private industries that are not essential right now, and have them make the essential goods and services that are needed to operate during this time of crisis? Why haven't you done that? Why haven't you just shut down the entire economy and say we're going to be providing money and provisions for every single American citizen and resident and undocumented person in this country? You know, they go from one extreme to the other. You know, Trump has taken the action. Now, has he taken enough? It's not about him directly, but still, it's about who's advising him, what they're doing. Has he taken the steps? Absolutely. Could it have been done better? We're not going to know until all this is over with. Because here is the underlying problem with all of this, is that there's so much that we still don't know, and this is because of China. I alluded to this on my Setting the Record Straight segment on my first anniversary show, because the numbers that were coming out of China, no one believed them. Absolutely not. And with China kicking out every reporter from the Western Hemisphere out of China, and then saying that they haven't had any cases. At the same time, we've had reports of the citizens of Wuhan rioting on the streets, overturning police vehicles, trying to cross a bridge that's connected to another city and province. They are desperate to get out. They say that everything returned to normal, but they can't leave. They're still basically quarantined or locked down, isolated away from the rest of the country. China won't let them out. And the people are getting desperate. They're losing their minds. They want to get out of there. They want to breathe. And then the World Health Organization, very early on in this crisis in China, was saying that, oh, we're so happy the way China's handling it. Yeah, of course you're going to say that, because China is funding you. You basically are a shill for the government of China, not the people of China, the government of China. And that has been one of the big problems with the World Health Organization, because the information that needed to get out from China to warn the rest of the world was not being passed on. That's why there's reports from the CDC, when you find the emails of everybody communicating in there, they were so confused as to how to respond to the impending crisis and how to advise the administration. So Trump acted on the best that he could with the information that he had. And that's to say that there was still very little. But the advantage was that we weren't trusting China. South Korea didn't trust China. Taiwan didn't trust China, because it's not the first time they've seen it before. There was a swine flu and the bird flu before that, SARS. So they're like, you know what? We don't trust what they're doing. Let's just lock these things down, enact the protocols that we've had in place for when these things happen and get out of hand. That's why the numbers are so considerably low to per capita compared to the rest of the world when you look at South Korea and Taiwan. And over the weekend, before I recorded this, a Hong Kong news reporter was asking one of the members of the World Health Organization about the membership of Taiwan and in relation to who World Health Organization as to how they've been able to maintain the numbers down. And the World Health Organization member pretended not to hear the question. So when a reporter asked again, he hanged up. I am linking that video on this post for you to see for yourself. I'm not making this crap up. So when the reporter called the member back, said, oh, we got cut off, he just wanted to keep moving on from the question. Then when it was brought up again, said, oh, we were talked about China, let's move on. Said, no, she's talking about Taiwan. He hangs up again. There should be no doubt that China is covering up how bad this is. They have urns because they're burning the bodies, especially in the Hubei province or in Wuhan district. They are burning the bodies. So if they had so little death there, why did they order like at least 5,000 urns that exceeds the amount of supposed dead and death there by about 2.5 times? A report came out that 59% of novel coronavirus cases in China were unreported. So, oh, America leads in the cases throughout the world. Yeah, because we're actually reporting them, and that number means nothing. Because it's not about the tests. It's about who is actually being affected by this. Just because someone tested positive doesn't mean they're exhibiting the symptoms. You know, someone could have it and not know it. That's why we don't know what we don't know. So let's talk about the real numbers. The real numbers that matter is how many are dead officially here in the United States and how many have recovered. We are very early on in the onset of all this, so we're still going to see how this all plays out. We don't know how long this lockdown is going to last. But as I said on my Setting the Record Straight segment on my show, we need a balance of like lockdown and keeping the essential services in place. But protections need to be in place for these the ones on the front lines and the supply chains to make sure they operate unimpeded. So what all of this, like something that some people only in the religious sector talk about, not so much in the world of like out there because it's a conspiracy theorist. So this is where I mentioned that you might want to wear your tinfoil hat. Here's the problem. I'm okay with the federal stimulus bill. The problem is we don't know how long this lockdown's going to last because that bill was passed and this was supposed to be a 2-week lockdown. It's like, oh, Trump's going to open it by Resurrection Day? This guy's stupid. He's crazy. He didn't say he's going to open it. He said he would love to be able to open it. We're just going to see how things go. So he saw how things went. 15-day lockdown came and went, and now it's extended all the way to the end of April. So that means it's not going to be opened up by mid-April. But we have another month to analyze. Will things get better? Will they get worse? What would it look like? Here's the thing. Because the Congress has already talked about the next spending bill. This past one was $2 trillion, which is insane. They got the biggest bailout in history. It's not a bailout. No, stimulus is different than a bailout. Get the term straight, media. But of course they're not. The problem is they already talk about the next one. The next one's $6 trillion so far because these guys don't know how to do math. Where's that money coming from? Who's paying for that? How can anybody ever get out of this? And this goes the same for the rest of the economies the world over. Every economy is suffering because of this. And where did this originate? In China. That's why China is desperately trying to rewrite history in saying that it wasn't China's fault, that it was some American military service members that implanted it in Wuhan and then affected them and then spread around the world. Yeah, of course, bull from China. We know that they've been lying this whole time. They've been covering up. And the reason they're having a hard time is because they're being caught in the lie that once this passes, not saying that this is not good. I've said it before. This COVID-19 thing is, I expect it to be seasonal. We're not going to eradicate a disease. No, of course not. This will become a seasonal thing, assuming this thing is defeated by the heat. That's what everybody's counting on. Once the season changes, we're hoping this thing lays dormant or dies out. And if it returns in the flu season, at least we'll be better equipped to deal with it then. So the thing is that what about the destroyed economy, the global recession or depression that is happening? What then, when everyone's in debt, everyone, they're all going to turn to China, They have to pay up because same thing happened in World War One and World War Two. Germany started both of those wars. World War One, Germany started the war. Everybody blamed them. The big fat war bill was placed on Germany, and they were desperately, desperately trying to figure out a way to survive and trying to pay back the debt to the world. They couldn't. That's why World War Two came about, and they took over basically a lot of the known world because they said, "Screw all of you. We're gonna empower ourselves, and we're not gonna pay the bill." Well, they're stuck with that bill. Well, after World War II, Germany and Japan were stuck with two bills. It's like, you guys are paying for everything that you guys did to the rest of the world, paying reparations, so to speak. Well, this is like a world war against an unseen enemy because nobody can see it. That's kind of why I put up that South Park clip, you know, because it was pretty funny. But it's unseen, though. We can't see it. And it's crippled the entire world, literally. It's insane. Amazing how this thing, how the entire world was brought to his knees by an unseen foe. And it's China's fault. I can imagine the Western Hemisphere and most, maybe even the Eastern Hemisphere all putting the bill at China. And when we all look at it realistically, when China cannot pay at all, that they'll just reset the debt clock. Nobody wants to deal with currency, paper currency. So, like, let's make it digital. Let's start fresh. Let's all accept the fact that this was the giant reset button that nature's given us. So, let's do a one world currency. And maybe the International Monetary Fund will be the one to manage this thing. I don't know. But the whole point being that it'll be a one world currency, thereby fulfilling the prophecy in the Bible that was spoken of 2,000 years ago to the prophet John. To the Apostle John, that he wrote down saying there will be one world currency, and it's digital. And digital is one of the only ways you can ever say you're actually marked, because you need to be approved by governments to be able to use these funds. So I can see that happening because of the mountain of debt that will grow. I was against the bailout for the banks when the market crashed back in 2008. I was against it because we need to be able to reset. But instead, banks got away because the government told it to get away with the 1993 Community Reinvestment Act passed by President Clinton that said housing was a right. That's a whole other discussion for another time. But the point is, that's what the ball really got rolling, when money was being given to people that couldn't pay it back. And then when banks got greedy and they really effed up because they couldn't collect and were collapsing on each other and were lying to everybody cooking their books, the government came in to bail them out, because exactly what the government said they were going to do. But they bailed them out twice. I was against both of them. I was against it under Bush. I was against it under Obama. So that's where our mountain of debt continues to grow. And now with this whole lockdown thing, I'm in favor of one stimulus thing, depending on how far it goes. But this is not something that's sustainable. We need to eventually reopen the economy. So we need proper solutions. And the media is not helping. The Democrats are not helping. They proved it. Nancy Pelosi proved it when it was a bipartisan bill that was negotiated in a weekend. And she flew in at the 11th hour and put a shutdown to the whole thing. I said, we got to start from square one. Held up the vote. And when it was finally passed on Friday, 5 to 6 days later after agreeing to it, it's basically the same bill. But they just wanted more pork in there. The only thing that she didn't get was all her woke politics. Because they wanted to control every single business that would get a loan. Well, guess what? That means everybody that the government told to shut down that they were going to have to pay for. Government takeover. That was socialism right there. That was communist takeover. But anyway, I'm ranting on this one. The thing is, that's one thing that I can see happen. Will it happen? I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying don't be surprised if it does, because I wouldn't be. I wasn't surprised with the hysteria. I wasn't surprised with everything that's gone on. I expected that. There's been more good news that I've noticed than the negative that the media tries to put out. But still, it's just the reality that we live in, situations that are, that this is a reality that we might have to get used to. There's a lot of good things that have come out from all this, with people coming together, the bring out the better of humanity, being grateful for the things that you have, just not taking things for granted anymore. But it's also showed the ugliness of humanity, how people just hoard products so they can price gouge in the black market or the aftermarket and all that stuff, you know. But it has been a beauty to see people come together, but it's still, there are still an ugly element of humanity that tries to demonize or politicize or take advantage of an opportunity
for political gain. So that will never change because it's called human nature. So we'll see how this all plays out. My hope and prayer is that all of you are healthy and safe, and blessings upon your entire family and protection during this time of COVID-19 and beyond too, because it's still, this one has the ability to change so much of our world politics and government infrastructures, because it's already doing so. So that's what I'll be closely monitoring and sounding off every now and then on Off the Record. So that's your example. If you're new to this because you heard my show and I've been advertising it like crazy, this is the stuff that I sound off on when I'm not on the main show. And now you notice why I can't really say it on the other places that are not on my own platform. Those people will shut me up. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Off the Record. I post these at random, so make sure you're liked, share, subscribe to everything so you know when these things come across, so you'll be able to tune in then. Thanks so much for your attention, and I'll see you on the next one.